since we weren't here last week because it was St. Patrick's Day, Fionnuala updates progress report. Can one touch their toes yet? People want to know.
They do. They're mad to know. I can't, but I will say that I feel progress has been made. I'm doing these little short yoga-y things in the morning.
Little short yoga-y things.
Yeah, is the technical name for them. So I have hope. I have hope that someday this year I will be able to touch my toes.
Well, that is something to be excited about, something to look forward to. People be messaging me in the middle of the night, sliding into those Insta DMs going, can Fionnuala touch her toes yet? And I'm like, why don't you message her? Why are you messaging me?
Please don't. Can I ask one thing that you don't?
At Fionnuala on Instagram.
Cheers for that.
Make sure it's about 4 a.m.
Yeah, I love that.
So if you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't get back to sleep, I know exactly what'll pass a minute here.
Yeah.
I'll throw a message Fionnuala's way and go, can you touch those toes yet, Fionnuala? Something to concentrate on. I've been listening to a lot of Dave McWilliams, the economist, over the past while. And I am not afraid to say that this today is inspired by him and some advice about buying houses. People are gone stone mad again. It feels like we're back in the boom times. There are dilapidated properties being bought for crazy money. And I thought, what about if an auctioneer was brought on TV and had their own game show? How would they proceed with it? I feel it would be something similar to this. Hello and welcome to the Buying a House game show. And here's your host, an auctioneer. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in. You can call me Moneybags, because with demand this high and supply so low, I cannot lose. Let's meet those hungry contestants.
Bid, 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 bid,
bid, bid, bid.
That's the spirit, contestants. Now let's look at our first property. It's a one-bed flat over a currently closed pub. Offers start at €75,000. What do we do here? Anne, you go first.
Well, that place has a terrible energy rating. It's an awful nick. The plaster's peeling off the walls. The floorboards are warped. It's going to take thousands to put it in a livable condition. I am not bidding.
Oh, not a very popular one with the audience. John, what do you say?
€100,000.
But it's only up for €75,000.
€110,000.
And you've buzzed in.
€120,000.
But I thought you weren't interested.
€130,000.
€135,000.
€150,000.
Congratulations, Anne. You've just bought a flat. You're on the property ladder. Now that you're a dilapidated property owner, Anne, you need to know your terminology. I say your place is small.
I say it's cozy.
I say this place smells funny.
I say no, it doesn't.
I say this place is a total mess. If it wasn't a flat, you'd knock it to the ground.
I say it just needs some TLC.
Oh, Anne, you're an absolute pro. Bidding twice the asking price for a shitty one-bed flat over a pub that might take another €50,000 to put right. You're a winner in my eyes. And why wouldn't you be? Because I'm an auctioneer. Good night and God bless. Supply and demand. Coming to a TV screen soon. The Auctioneer's Buying a House game.
We love pitching ideas.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm gonna hope that one doesn't come to fruition, but I don't know.
I seen a screenshot, but I'm not able to authenticate the validity of said screenshot because it was either taken down or a Photoshop. But the reason why I believe it is because it's so believable. It's from an auctioneer's and it's like, here is one single photo of a two-bedroom boarded-up house. Three bidders, six offers, already considerably above asking. I'd like to authenticate that, but it feels we're in the place where that could possibly be real.
I also saw that and I was thinking, can it actually be real? We're going to hope for the faith in humanity that it's not. But as you said, you have those little fears niggling away that it could be.
See, Anne had the sensible head at the start, but she got sucked into the bidding game and she had bought a dilapidated one-bedroom flat over a pub that needs serious work before she even knew what happened to her.
It's easily done.
Don't be like Anne. Tread carefully in this housing market.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.